Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. We're going to be talking about today the Ezekiel prophecy. I don't know if we probably went right into our times. I don't know if we have a time to be able to cover our full Ezekiel prophecy, but also that a company called Stemrad in Israel, and we're going to have a video coming up in just a moment, so I want to tell you ahead of time so they can be prepared.
Okay.
That's sign language.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. That they created this gamma belt. It's called the Stemrad 360 Gamma, a belt that actually protects you from a, as a matter of fact, there's probably a picture of it up now while you're looking at it. But the it protects you from a nuclear radiation exposure in there. And we're going to play that for you in just a moment. But understand, this is why it's interesting, because this is being shared with you during the same time that we're talking about the what the Lord led on my heart to share with you about the Ezekiel 38:39 prophecy, which is, don't think that Iran is not working on grabbing some nuclear. And you're looking at this is the belt right here, and we're going to have them talking about it in just a moment. But this is the thing that they're invented, that got patent pending. And my notes just disappeared for a moment. But
goes around your waist.
Yeah, it goes around your waist. And but it's interesting, the Jim Baker word that was given when he went through a time of just being alone. The 31st word is the only word that hasn't come to pass yet. Mm-hmm. And the 31st word was, there's nuclear material found in Israel. It may have been Kedron Valley, but I can't remember. And and Israel's only 60-something miles wide, so Kedron Valley, you're looking at something right off of the
backyard.
The backyard. You're looking off the walls of Jerusalem. Yeah. Standing on the wall, you're looking in Kedron Valley. And it's like, they're preparing. Israel senses what's going on. We helped get a bomb shelter for them, but this is it could be a potential nuclear situation going on. And so this company right here, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear it right now. This is just in a minute. Hear him talking about this particular nuclear radiation belt. Listen up.
It doesn't look like cutting-edge technology, but this belt could be a lifesaver for first responders to a nuclear accident. Called the Stemrad 360 Gamma Belt, it shields the body from the effects of gamma radiation.
It may look simplistic on the outside, but the structure inside is three-dimensional and very unique, and of course, patent pending. The idea here was to create a product that, on the one hand, protects, but on the other hand, does not overburden with weight.
Oren Milstein is co-founder of Stemrad, the company behind the belt. He won't give much away about its key technology, but says it's partially comprised of lead and has been designed to protect the pelvic area, where most of the body's renewable bone marrow is concentrated. Milstein says protecting that bone marrow can be crucial to ensuring survival after radiation exposure.
Conceptually, it's agreeable that the bone marrow is the most radiation-sensitive tissue, and that bone marrow is able to regenerate itself. So kind of like adding one plus one.
It's amazing that you think about it, as they were showing it on there, that it is protecting, instead of wearing this big, huge suit that protects you like you do when you get x-rays, it protects the area of bone marrow. That's actually the thing that happens when you have cancer. They give you that radiation treatment. And but understand, this is more confirmation for what is, Iran is just insistent on, you know, producing these nuclear weapons. Russia, which we talked about, Gog, you know, Rush is now has the Arab League, as we talked about earlier, over 500 million Muslims, I think 21, 22 nations in that, that the president, America, President Barack Obama turned over to him. Russia has a base in Syria. That's what he was concerned about when America was going in. And it's like, this is major. This is major.
Right.
You know, and God's not going to let Israel be destroyed. And if a nuclear bomb means that would destroy them, this thing ain't going to happen, which means we're real close potentially to Ezekiel 38 and 39.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we're talking about the Ezekiel 38, 39 prophecy and are continuing a series on this. And when you hear Gog in the Bible, think about Rush, you think about Russia. Mm-hmm. And we all know in part and prophesy in part, and so many people feel like they know things, but this is what I'm talking about. It's happening. You know, whether God chooses it for it to happen now, the characters are in place. Everything's in place for this thing to be fulfilled.
The stage has been set.
And so don't listen to people that say that. You know, those that prepare are prudent. And they survive, but those who keep going suffer for it. That's what Proverbs says. And so it's better to be prepared, because there's a day when he says this will happen. And only God knows when each of these things will happen. But the stage is set for this. And so we already did Ezekiel 38, and it was amazing. Every part of that, did it not? Every part of that seemed lined up. Totally seemed lined up. And so 39, if I guess we're going to have Steve and John today, and we're just going to read a little bit, and I'm going to just talk about it, and we'll just conversate about it. But this is started 39:1. This is Ezekiel 39:1. We're talking about the Middle East. We're talking about the Middle East right now with
Steve or John,
with Russia, and either one, Steve, John, fine. And what's happening as we speak, as we're seeing this huge distraction going on with why is the king of Rush, why is the president of Russia coming down in Ukraine? And Ukraine is part of Rush. That's been part of Gog, and reportedly. And so let's read right here in verse 1.
Son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drag you along. I will bring you far from the north and send you against the mountains of Israel.
Okay, think about that. First of all, when you hear Gog, you can say, son of man, prophesy against Russia. Prophesy against Rush. Think about it. And say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Russia. And this is the whole thing is, if you're against God's folks, he's against you.
Guaranteed.
If you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed.
That's right.
And if you curse Israel, calling Israel Satan, saying I want to destroy them, saying that Muhammad is a prophet and he's actually heard from God, and it says in there to destroy the Jew. You say you're an enemy of God's folks.
Threatening with a...
You're threatening.
Intifada.
Yeah, Intifada. That was America. Well, that was Secretary of State John Kerry did that. You can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. And he says, this is the sovereign Lord. This is what he says. He says, I'm against you, Rush. I'm against you, Rush, the chief prince. And think about it. He says, I will turn you around and drag you along. Think about that. In other words, he'll just be taken over all of a sudden. And it's almost like President Putin has been taken over all of a sudden. It's like, really? Are you? And it's just like something, he's being driven. But remember, we just talked about earlier, but we threw him the ball. We gave him the ball in the Middle East. We let him lead the Arab League. Half a million of Muslims, 22 nations that surround Israel. And so, he says, I'm going to bring you from the north. And guess what's north of Israel? You know, Russia, Moscow. Okay.
Then I will strike your bow from your left hand and make your arrows drop from your right hand. On the mountains of Israel, you will fall, you and all your troops.
All the troops and the nations that are with you. And so think about this, as they're going, that they're coming, they're not going to make it. If you know Israel's surrounded by mountains, and so the mountains are going to stop them at that point. They're not going to make it. They're going to die on the mountains. They're not even going to make it past the mountains right there. So they're coming in, and understand that that's like a hedge of protection. What you see in the natural sense with Israel's, in the spiritual sense also with the church and God's folks, that he puts a hedge of protection around us. In other words, you can come this far, but you're not going to be able to come through the hedge unless I let you come through the hedge right there. Steve, pick up right there.
I will give you as food to all kinds of carrion birds and to the wild animals. You will fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in safety in the coastlands, and they will know that I am the Lord.
Think about that. That's so important because I think about that one piece of meteor that came right over Rush. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah,
one fiery small ball. One. Think about that. Just one. One fiery brimstone, right?
Wow, yes.
Just one. It shot across a significant part of their country. It blew out windows. Huh. It mesmerized the entire... That's just one, brother. That's just one. Mm. Now imagine it raining down. Just one blew these windows out. One smashed these cars. One, you know, did this damage. Just one.
Wow.
Now imagine what two would do. Or three. Or four. Now imagine coming against, as we read, you know, the last part in 38, coming like a cloud, and you're coming in against God's people, which is against God, and all of a sudden, look what one did. Now imagine what this raining down of fiery meteors, if you would, rocks, basically, coming down at I don't know, how many thousands of miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, whatever it was.
Who knows?
And it was because it came in orbit, and it was like, man, imagine just 20 of them, you know, 20 of them.
Right.
And just they were moving so quickly, just the traveling faster than sound, it busted out windows, and it was amazing. And this is what he's saying. He says, I'm going to deal with you on the mountains. So don't be deceived. Today, you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and choose the side that's on the other side of the mountain, you know, God's side, and stand with Israel. All right, John.
I will make known my holy name among my people Israel. I will no longer let my holy name be profaned, and the nations will know that I, the Lord, am the Holy One in Israel. It is coming. It will likely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day I have spoken of.
It's important. He says, you know, no matter what men tell you, he says, it is coming. This will surely take place. God said this. That's what he's saying. And he's saying, not only will this be a sign to Israel, but this will be a sign to every ethnos, every nation on the earth. That's how big the sign is. So we're not talking about the second coming of Christ here. We're talking about the showing of himself so mighty that it's going to begin in with him pouring his spirit out on all Israel.
Mm.
And so this is exciting, you know, unless you're the ones coming against Israel. And there's a lot of the church right now that's not even thinking about Israel. And I encourage you, you know, by supporting VFN TV and Daily Radio Program, we stand for God and country in that order and for Israel. So by standing with us, you are standing with Israel. But stand and pray for Israel. Steve?
It is coming. It will surely take place, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is the day I have spoken of. Then those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and use the weapons for fuel and burn them up. The small and large shields, the bows and arrows, the war clubs and spears. For 7 years they will use them for fuel. They will not need to gather wood from the fields or cut it from the forests, because they will use the weapons for fuel. And they will plunder those who plundered them and loot those who looted them, declares the Sovereign Lord.
He has such a professional voice, don't he? It's like, is
he's
that Steve?
Good.
That's Steve. I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me record that.
Did you hear what he said? This is what the Word of God says. He says, for 7 years, they're going to be able to take the weapons that were going to be used against them, and they're going to burn them for fuel. Well, that sounds like nuclear energy.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sounds like, you know, those chemical weapons in Syria just north of Israel right there, being able to burn those for energy. But, you know, also that he's talking about that the things that were going to be used against them, they're actually going to be able to use them for their benefit in the context of that. But then it goes on a little bit further when he talks about, he hasn't mentioned it yet, about even the bodies yet. But let's go on, John. Take it from there.
On that day, I will give Gog a burial place in Israel.
On that day, I will give Rush.
Yes.
You know. Okay.
On that day, I will give Gog, Rush, a burial place in Israel, in the valley of those who travel east of the sea. It will block the way of travelers, because Gog and all his hordes will be buried there. So it will be called the Valley of Haman Gog. For 7 months, the Israelites will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them. And the day I display my glory will be a memorable day for them, declares the Sovereign Lord. People will be continually employed in cleansing the land. They will spread out across the land, and along with others, they will bury anybodies that are lying on the ground.
Understand this. This is what he's saying. He says, and for 7 months now, Israel will bury bodies to be able to cleanse the land. Because you have to understand, the human body will contaminate. When floods happen and hurricanes happen and disaster happens, you got to get the bodies taken care of, because all of a sudden they'll begin to contaminate. So to be able to purify the land, he said, they'll actually be burying people for 7 months. And in that, it said there'll be continually employed. And it makes me think about the oil spills and other mm-hmm. things that you got to keep people continually looking for body parts, looking for fragments. But also, it makes me think too of all the suicide bombers that come in there into Ben Yehuda Mall, and fragments of God's folks have been scattered across the mall, and they're having to find each piece, and they take each of those pieces of that person's body, this Jew's body, and they bring it back to honor it and bury it as a whole. So they've already got the technique figured out for the enemy, because they had to figure it out on their own because of what the enemy has done to Israel.
Wow.
You got to catch us on next program. We're going to continue this up and wrap up, understanding this is 7 months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons. Has that day come? Is it about to take place?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can teachers lawfully promote a particular religion in public school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
You know, I'm concerned about the powers that be when they say that we can't talk about Jesus in the schools. How come the Constitution uses the expression in the year of our Lord, and we're denied that ability? Teachers themselves should be able to promote Jesus in the schools because of the Constitution.
You know, the Supreme Court has drawn a distinction between the kind of what we would call state action, which is the teacher speaking, versus the students. The students clearly have the right to have Bible studies, prayer meetings, share their faith, evangelize, the events like See You at the Pole. That can take place without any constitutional problem. The difficulty is for teachers. The teacher is deemed under existing Supreme Court law to be the actor of the state. They cannot evangelize, or what they call proselytize, their faith without running afoul of the Constitution.
Stand with us and join the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have 4 programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. Mm-hmm. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, I went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
First of all, if you took time to listen. Secondly, if you took the time to explain to somebody your testimony, what happened, because over and over again, if you notice, probably 5 or 6 times in this one encounter, they explained again and again the testimony of what happened to Cornelius. Over and over again, that same testimony was told. And by the way, I just told it to you. You don't ever get tired of telling people. People need the dots to connect in your life. They need to know how you got here and what happened and what did God say to you. Somebody tells you that, a devil gets somebody's mouth that tells you, oh, that you said that before. It's like, who cares? You say it 1,000 times. You know, don't ever let anybody stop you from telling your testimony, because that's what's going to help them understand and draw the right conclusion. Because understand, before the leaders of the apostles in the church knew what was going on, and before Peter knew what was going on, they're acting all the same way. They have the same conclusions. Gentiles can't be saved.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We've been talking about, if you've missed it, you can catch it at VFNTV.com, all the different ways to be able to catch us on the VFN Torch. Talking about this prophecy about Israel, Middle East, Russia, Turkey, Iran, Persia, Tubal, all these different nations, Libya, which is really Kush, I believe. But just thinking about, you know, this, the stage is set for this. And we're coming to the this is probably the last segment on it to understand. So get them all. But you want to be prepared because God's about to show himself mighty. It looks like this is a time. We're not talking about the second coming. We're not talking about the rapture of the church. And we're talking about God dealing with the enemies of Israel. Mm-hmm. And where Israel realizes there's nobody on earth is standing with us. And you thought the day would never come when a betrayer of Israel would be leading this nation.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You never thought the day would come.
No. Didn't see that coming.
You never thought the day would come when you would see somebody that leads our nation stand up and say to the United Nations, which is United Nations, all the nations together, which means when you speak there, you speak to the world, that the future does not belong to those who
defame
the prophet Muhammad. You know, I don't know Muhammad, but I do know Jesus.
Come on.
That's right.
And Muhammad denies Jesus. He says he's not the son of God. To accept Muhammad as true is to call Jesus a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So Christians have to say, you know, I'm loyal to Jesus. You know, I'm not telling you what you got to do. I'm telling you, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's why Pastor Youssef's in jail in Iran, because he just thought he wasn't going
to,
he wasn't going to, this is what happens. People say, oh, Jesus was he was a minister. He was a prophet, you know. They even have a name for him in the Quran, but he was not the son of God.
Mm.
And the word of God plainly tells us that that is a spirit of anti-Jesus Christ. It would say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are in this day. So you're coming against Israel. You're coming against the apple of God's eye. You're coming against the body of Christ. I mean, even Saul, when he was headed to Turkey or headed to Damascus, you know, Jesus said, you know, Saul, what are you doing coming against me? Why are you kicking against the pricks? Why are you persecuting me? And all of a sudden, a suddenly took place. And immediately he realized, I have been coming against God.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about it. The light was so bright. It was so bright that it just blinded him and threw him off his horse. And it's almost like a sign of what's about to happen in Ezekiel 38, that it's going to be such a bright encounter with the power and the fury of God saying, I'm going to deal with you. And this is how I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with the enemies, my enemies, by sending you against my people.
Mm.
You have to remember that. Relax. When you see somebody that has been used by the enemy for many years to just come and hurt and harm and all that, and all of a sudden it looks like things are cranking up a notch, you know, that they're coming in against you, realize God's about to take that situation down. He's about to deal with it. That's their last shot. That's out of fear. I mean, they're cranking everything up. A thought's been put in their head that they're going to take you out, but they don't realize it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with God. They're coming against God. And so God's going to send them against Israel. That's what we've been reading. And so he's going to put this thought in their mind that's just going to basically take them over because of what the thoughts that have been in their hearts and mind against his people for all these years. And they're going to come in and start barreling towards Israel. Well, there's mountains that surround Israel. And what we've read so far in Ezekiel 39, as we're wrapping this up, make sure you catch all the other parts, is you'll be really surprised, because when we started this, we started talking about what is happening in the news right now. This is not some Bible study. We're talking about, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And this is a convergence of here we are, you know, what's going to happen. The stage is set. Is this that moment that we're going to see 7 months to bury the dead? There's so many dead, and 7 years to burn their weapons. There's so many weapons. And think about all the fuel that Israel's going to get to save during that time. 7 years of not using any fuel at all, because they're burning their enemies' weapons, which sounds like nuclear material and all that. Hmm. And so, and we were talking earlier about that. There's in Ezekiel, I think 11, 10, and 9, in verse 39, those verses, that people will be hired to work continually to locate all the body parts, all the fragmented parts of the body. And you first think, well, that's pretty you know, that's a good thing to do. Well, the truth is that the human body, when it begins to deteriorate, you can get sick. It defiles you. And we've seen floods and hurricanes and tsunamis and different things that took place where there's, you know, dead bodies are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about Hurricane Katrina and New Orleans and all those areas. And so you have to remove the bodies immediately. If not, they'll contaminate the water streams and all that. The body's amazingly just turns into
toxic.
And so they said that they're going to hire, this is what we just read in our earlier program, that they're going to hire people continually looking for bits and pieces of bone fragment and body parts to be able to keep the land pure. Because all of a sudden you have your kid out playing in a field where war just took place, and understand that field's going to be toxic. It's going to be dangerous. So you have to actually locate all these body parts, and they're going to be able to bury them for 7 months. It'll take them to be able to purify the land.
Wow.
And in the context of that, you think, well, that's kind of like what's been happening when people wear those suicide vests in their radical Islam, Hamas, and all these guys that are coming in there. They're paying people to go blow up Jews inside of Israel. And they go, Ben Yehuda Mall, you know, been there before, having a meal, and you're just sitting there eating, and all of a sudden, you know, a bomb goes off, and Jews are blown to pieces, and their body parts are just everywhere, I mean, little small pieces of bones and all that. And so they're so honoring of each other that Israel makes an effort to identify every little fragment through a DNA test so they can honor the loved ones of who lost their loved one in that. So they're used to identifying all of these particular parts and locating those because their own bodies, their own brothers and sisters have been done this way. And this is what the Lord is saying. You did it to me, and I'm going to do it to you. Everything you did to me, I'm going to do to you. And think about that. How many walked in there, plain as day, totally deceived by you, saying it's okay to go kill Jews and they're going to get some reward in this other heaven out here. And you just did it for your own gain to destroy God's people and just destroy their families. I mean, when I was there, I'll never forget the first time that I was in Israel and I was ministering, that one particular Jewish brother there, he just could not, he was so hurt and so angry because he just left his friend on the bus, and he was on the bus and he got off the bus and the bus blew up after he got off, and he just couldn't, you know, why would anybody want to do that? The heart, why? And it's because it's evil. But understand right here, what we're reading about this prophecy, God's going to deal with that. The enemies of Israel are the enemies of God. But those who bless Israel, God will bless. Mm-hmm. The sad thing about it, we're looking at America's stance, not the entire nation. If you polled America, America majority would be for Israel. But the problem is our leadership is not for Israel. You know, some of the things that we've seen is that's biblically not correct in the context of that.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking
over
there.
We got a smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh, he's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to vfntv.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, He will definitely speak. Don't forget, VFNTV.com, where you can find everything that you ever wanted to know about VFNTV in the daily video program. and so much more. Also, the torch. You'll see a flaming torch in the left-hand corner. Go ahead and select it with over 3,000, Pat, 3,000 highlights that are available for you so that you can just search and look and share and pass. A lot of times, the torch allows us to add more to our conversation. We have pictures, we have videos, we have graphs sometimes, and just allows you to take more time to really go deeper because we only have a limited amount of time on air, but the torch allows you to just get all the related resources and all the related articles and allows you to go so much deeper. Also, we have different tabs for you under the VFN torch where you can look up prophecy, all the prophetic words that have been shared, and there have been quite a few. We have words, wisdom moments. We have original intent, and we have a new one that I'm very excited about, third great awakening. That's what we're believing for. We're here keeping a conversation light. We're here to have a conversation and with hopes and prayers and belief that a third great awakening is going to touch our nation. And the pendulum is going to swing back. Instead of hearts and minds and actions that are turned away from God, hearts are going to be turned automatically to God and on fire. So thank you for being a part of this conversation, and thank you for being part of a movement of keeping the conversation light, and that's L-I-G-H-T, the light of the world. And we want to keep Jesus on our minds always. Because he, my goodness, he is the lifter of our soul. We love him, and we just want to do everything that we can to make him famous in the world today.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're picking up here in Ezekiel 39, verse 12, talking about these 7 months that the Israelis are burying these bodies. John, you want to pick up there?
For 7 months, the Israelites will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them, and the day I display my glory will be a memorable day for them, declares the Sovereign Lord. People will be continually employed in cleansing the land. They will spread out across the land and all along others. All along with others, they will bury any bodies that are lying on the ground. After 7 months, they will carry out a more detailed search. As they go out through the land, anyone who sees a human bone will leave a marker beside it until the grave diggers bury it in the valley of Hamon Gog, near a town called Hamana. And so they will be, and so they will cleanse the land.
So you're looking at, for 7 months, they're getting the majority of it. But it's going to go a long time after where they're looking for fragments. But you ever seen a crime scene where they take a little marker number here, number one, number two, and they take a picture of it because you got a bullet here, you got a body here, you got a murder weapon here. And I could just see in my spirit where they're going out and marking like a geologist would, you know, marking all these different things and documenting, you know, what they're doing, because this is God showing himself mighty. But understand, God just backed up Israel. This God that many Jews are not even paying attention to. If you go to Israel, Israel is very secular. I mean, it's very secular. And we talked about it earlier, you know, we're not supposed to line ourselves up the way Israel's government is and the way they're operating. A lot of people say, well, that's how Israel is. No, we're supposed to line ourselves up with the word of God.
That's right.
We're supposed to live in conjunction with what God says, not how Israel's living their life, but we're to honor and pray for and support and to help Israel. And because they're going to, all of a sudden, their eyes are going to be opened. And this is what we're going to hear in just a moment. He's going to begin to pour out his spirit. It takes them, even after 7 months, they're still looking for fragments and body parts, and they're hiring people and they're working continually, calling them grave diggers. So grave diggers are going to continually look for them. But why be the enemy of God? Think about it. Make a decision for Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Say, you know, he is the Son of God. I want you, Jesus, to be in my life. Ask him to show himself to you mightily. Understand that he loves you, but you got to love him. You got to make a choice. Are you going to be for him? Or are you going to be against him? And if you're against Israel, no matter what you claim, you're against God. You have to understand that. And so you want to be for Israel, and you want to be for Jesus Christ, and you want to acknowledge him as the one and only access to God, the Son of God, who paid the price, who died for our sins. And what we do, we accept the price that he paid. And we ask the Lord, forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Dear God, I want to be yours. And you know what? You're switching sides. You're switching sides. That's it. And now you're going to be disciple because you can easily be deceived if you don't know anything. Yes, you begin to get rightly related to a body of believers who loves God, who loves Israel, who loves you and loves the word of God and wants to disciple you,
mm-hmm.
which means train you up in what God says in his word. No, not four concepts and whatever, but what does God say about you? And your life will be transformed forever. You can find out more at meetmyfather.org. We're going right back in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, I mean, verse 17, just talking about the prophecy. Is this being fulfilled as we speak? And it's amazing. It's pretty much so right now. And we just want to keep on. What's going to take place? And we're finding out 7 months to bury the dead, still looking for the body parts after 7 months, burning the weapons and all for 7 years. But pick it up at 17 because it's talking about the Son of Man. This is what the Sovereign Lord says, calling out and speaking to, okay, can you imagine all these dead bodies, right? They're all into the mountains. They came in there. We saw what one rock does when it flew over Rush. I mean, think about the warning shot that was.
Man.
God sustains us and keeps us. Because that can happen right now. I mean, just any a moment that can happen. God,
that's amazing.
Because,
you know, that was out of my grid until you brought it back. But I remember that. That was so shocking because it blew all those windows, huge building and buildings, and blew all their windows out at one time.
You've got to go to the VFN torch, go to VFNTV.com and see that video and watch what one rock does. It's made available for you at VFNTV.com and click on the VFN torch and look for the article, 7 months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons. Has this time come? And, it is amazing how fragile we are. We're just thankful for God for sustaining us and keeping us. But look what happens. There's so many dead. Imagine all the blood. How much blood is in the human body? Does somebody, Pat, you know that, right? I'm sure.
It's like 8 pints.
So 8 pints of blood. So now you imagine all these millions of, all this blood just pouring out. Just pouring out all over the place.
Wow.
And so now you're looking at just lots of blood. And what happens when there's lots of death and lots of blood? Animals begin to come.
Yeah. I remember in different parts of the world, these other countries, and you have dead bodies that put lime out to kill all these.
But we're talking here, this next thing coming up right here, that so you have all this coming in, and so God's calling this a sacrifice. He's actually calling this, I'm going to prepare a sacrifice for these animals I created. So this blood is going to be a sacrifice. So this is, they're going to be a sacrifice.
Mm.
So listen, what's going on? Look at verse 17. Let's read this one here. Steve, you want to read that?
And Son of man, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Call out to every kind of bird and all the wild animals. Assemble and come together from all around to the sacrifice I am preparing for you, the great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel. There you will eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, as if they were rams and lambs, goats and bulls, all of them fattened animals from Bashan. At the sacrifice I am preparing for you, you will eat fat till you are glutted and drink blood till you are drunk. At my table you will eat your fill of horses and riders, mighty men and soldiers of every kind, declares the Sovereign Lord.
So think about that. So this whole thing is God preparing a sacrifice for the animals. Think about it. And it doesn't matter whether you're a king, potentate, prince, whatever, your blood's going to be poured in, and the animals are going to come and they're going to drink it. And what I think about is a tick. The definition of a tick is a blood-sucking parasite, right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to have this these blood-sucking parasite type sucking up this blood and just, and that's what he's saying. He says, you're going to be a sacrifice for animals, not even for your God, your false gods. You're going to be a sacrifice for animals. Is that not something?
Wow.
And what is all happening here? What's happening is God is displaying his awesomeness to all the nations of the world. I mean, you're talking about United Nations. It actually belongs in Israel. It belongs in Jerusalem because God's showing himself up. You're looking at the transference of the United Nations is moving from New York at this moment, and it'll be moving to Jerusalem because all the nations are going to be able to see who is truly over. As a matter of fact, pick it up right there at verse 21, John.
I will display my glory among the nations, and all the nations will see the punishment I inflict and the hand I lay on them. From that day forward, the people of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God. And the nations will know that the people of Israel went into exile for their sin because they were unfaithful to me. So I hid my face from them and handed them over to their enemies, and they all fell by the sword. I dealt with them according to their uncleanliness and their offenses, and I hid my face from them.
And this is so important because this is the truth is all of a sudden is everything's laid bare. And the first thing that's laid bare is that the Lord is the one that's doing this. God is the one that's bringing this punishment on their enemies. Secondly, that God was the one that allowed the punishment to happen to the Jews. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what he's saying. He says, because you turn your back on me, I turn my face from you. This is why these things happen. And so he's saying it. That's two things crossed at that one moment. But they're made aware of God and says, so I won't hide my face from you anymore. So all of a sudden, they're made aware of what's going on. And realizing that when, once you know this is why you ended up where you ended up, the choice is, do you want to stay where you were? Or do you want to live a life differently? Do you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Do you want to follow God? Do you want to accept Yeshua as the Messiah? I mean, think about it. This is that moment in time. And so that's what's taking place. This big shifting is like, okay, everything I said before that was wrong. Let's just, can you burn those tapes, that CD? Can you, right. What was that?
Pull that
down. What was that? And so, Steve, want to pick up a 25?
Therefore,
Was it John? Go ahead. Whoever was next. I don't know who it was.
Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will now restore the fortunes of Jacob and will have compassion on all the people of Israel. And I will be zealous for my holy name.
This is so important. He's saying, okay, that's all dealt with. Everything's done. And this is what's healthy, by the way. Discipline done right way is once it's done, it's over with. And you just move on. God's going, it's done. Mm-hmm. Let's just move on. I'm going to restore your fortunes. You know, I'm going to have compassion, which means I'm not going to feel difficult for you, feel bad about your situation, but I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help you out. And then he says, I'm going to be zealous for my holy name. And that's so important because what Israel represents, it's not just Israel. Israel represents the promise and the loyalty and the sincerity of God, because God swore by himself. You know what I'm saying? He swore by his own name. Mm. So Israel is his namesake. So by protecting Israel, like Moses said, you're protecting your name. I mean, yeah, they are acting up down here, and you did bring him out of Egypt. These things are going on, but what are they going to say about your name? And so Israel is the namesake of God. So why he's showing himself. So don't worship Israel. Mm-hmm. Worship God and bless Israel. Does that make sense? Because some people even go as far as worshiping people.
Yeah.
But, you know, bless Israel, pray for Israel, but worship God. Understand, this is God showing himself mighty for his own namesake. Okay, Steve.
They will forget their shame and all the unfaithfulness they have showed toward me when they lived in safety in their land with no one to make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the nations and have gathered them from the countries of their enemies, I'll be proved holy through them in the sight of many nations.
Think about it. So God's going to, he says, first of all, he says in his word, he says, first I'll send fishermen out for you. And that's just like a casual gathering. And then if everybody doesn't come, he's like, then I'll send hunters after you. Hmm. Listen, if you truly are a Jew, God's wanting to gather you. He's wanting to show himself to you. And you can either be gathered by a fisherman, or you can be gathered by a hunter, but be gathered and brought together, because he says, in the sight of the nations, I'll prove myself to you by being good to you, and I'll prove myself to all the nations by doing this. And so there's still, of course, Jews all over the earth. And he's like, why are these people being, this doesn't make sense. Why are they being the way that they are? And it's like, maybe God's gathering his people. Maybe he's gathering them, and we can come by choice, or we can come by force, but God, he loves us so much. He says, I'm gonna bring you here just to bless you and to forgive you and to restore you, but it's for my name's sake. Okay.
Then they will know that I am the Lord, their God. For though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind.
That's so important, because we're about to close this out. Not leaving any behind. So if you're wondering, if you're Jewish, if you're wondering, I mean, I think of Yolanda, where she's wanting to go to Israel. I mean, support, if anybody wants to go to Israel that's Jewish, you know, buy their plane ticket, help them get plugged in, you know, be a part of what God is doing and help them get there, because that's God drawing their hearts to be able to come to the land. So he's going to show himself mighty. And so he says, not leaving any behind at all. Think about that. Not leaving any behind at all. John, you want to finish that out?
Verse
29.
I will no longer hide my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit on the people of Israel, declares the sovereign Lord.
Think about that. So think about this. This is God's gathering all of Israel together so he can pour out his spirit on you, so he can forgive you, so that your shame would be removed, so he can show himself mighty, so he can destroy your enemy. It just makes you like, man, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So when you see these different ministries that are trying to transport and fly Jews in from Russia and fly Jews in from, you know, participate in that, buy a ticket. When you do a VFN TV and data radio program, that's what we're doing. We're like, we won't let you know about these things. We are for Israel. And so we even work with Avi's ministry right there in Tel Aviv, where they actually are help with the people that are integrating back into a society. It's amazing how they can do it. They have an art of bringing their family members back they hadn't seen in hundreds of years. And so this is an exciting day. Yes, it truly looks like to me that the stage is set. The stage is set. The question is, are you in the audience? Are you on the stage? If you're on the stage, are you playing the good guy? Are you playing the bad guy? Are you on God's side? Are you on Satan's side? The question is, whose side you own? This is what the Lord says. He says, choose who you're going to serve. Choose who you're going to serve. Choose today who is God. And let me tell you who is God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's God who gave his son Jesus Christ to pay the price so we can all be in the family of God. Find out more at meetmyfather.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Take some time to go to Israel. Take some time to go to Israel. And of course, what most people are going to say, well, I don't have time. I mean, I don't have, you know, things are tight. Okay, I'm already prepared for that. Find out what it would cost you to go to Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, what the plane tickets would cost you, what your passports would cost you, what the hotels would cost you, what the food would cost you, what the tour buses would cost you, and come up with that figure right there and say, okay. And then take that money and spend it in Israel. From right where you are, right there in Arizona, go online and begin to just explore Israel, and you know, and go to the Galilean Experience there in Eric's store and just buy something online from his store, and then go up and think about, hey, you know, I'm going to give some money to Dugid there in Tel Aviv, to Avi's ministry up there, or, you know, I'm going to purchase these DVDs, not from America, spend it in Israel. And think about this. That it's just like, it's actually better for them because they didn't have to tolerate us over there. But, you know, you can get so many different things there. Get you some prayer cloths, get you some pictures of the city, you know, virtual tours, all kinds of things that you can do. But just spend, I mean, if you don't have that whole amount, spend a tenth of it there at least. I mean, if you don't have the whole money, what it costs you, say, I'm going to take 10%. Of what it would cost me to go there because I don't have the money right now. I'm going to spend that in Israel and make sure that it's Israel. But understand how significant that would be for them, for their economy. I mean, it's already booming already. I mean, John Kerry, your Secretary of State, says, you're saying right now, because you have these walls that are working, you have an economy that's doing good. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But just that's a way to bless Israel. Do business in Israel. That's and a lot of equipment that we have in our studios and all comes from the Jewish people, and just spend your money in Israel. Just take the, okay, you can't fly there, fine. But you can spend there. With today's internet capabilities, you can pull up and start with the Galilean Experience right there with Eric. Go up to the northern borders, spend some funds up there. I can't think of some stores that are up there. Buy some different things. Just spend some money in Israel. What a way to bless Israel, to be able to do business in Israel right there. It's just exciting to think about. Man, what a way to do that. I can't fly there right now. Maybe you can't get away right now, but you can spend money there. You can do it virtually. Let's visit Israel.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I saw a sinister smile, Steve, come from the studio. Is there something that's cooking in that brain? Is there something that's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm eagerly anticipating.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we've had some time, a little time off, and we been able to
you
do
had time
some
off?
Things.
Who had time off?
When did you have time
well,
off?
Well, I mean,
in the midst of
recovering. My time off.
That?
My time off.
I remember getting that approval.
Hey. My time off was trying to recuperate from my illness.
So and you had time off.
Well, if you consider hacking and sleeping, then yeah, I mean, you know,
whatever you want to do. Wow, I had time off and he slept.
There you go.
What is up with that?
Well, that's what happens when you're ill. But tell us what you did, because apparently...
What do you mean?
You did something this weekend?
Oh,
you're
asking about my weekend?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. He's been waiting. Go ahead. I gave you a softball. Let's see okay. what's there.
Toss it over
All
to
right.
you.
All
right.
Well...
We're not scared here, okay?
Uh-oh.
I kind of stepped out of the box. My wife had picked
it's
up...
a small box. But he okay, yes, go ahead.
You know,
okay.
I said, you know... There's got to be something out there besides football and basketball that...
Whoa.
There is. You know, it's not hockey.
I have ventured into hockey. That wasn't it.
No, for sure.
I said, well, you know, John talks a lot of smack about baseball.
These things take time.
I will just give it a shot. Let's just see.
So you played baseball?
No. My wife picked up some tickets. She got some discounts on some Wahoo tickets here in Pensacola.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'll take my family to a baseball game. How bad could it be?
Good. Uh-huh.
So we go, and real nice stadium. Really cool. First time I've been there.
Right.
Good. It's
nice breeze coming off the water. It was, you know, it was real nice, you know.
Nice adventure visually. Outside the home.
You actually got out of the car.
Got out of the car. Walked into
out the
stadium.
Home. Out of the home.
Got out of the home. Okay. We're...
And we sat down. We're all eagerly anticipating this exciting moment. And the game, or whatever it was, began.
Whatever it was.
Thing was happening. And I waited.
Yes.
And I waited for this excitement to begin. I'm just like, yes, this is it.
Yes.
And 1 hour went by. And then another. And dude, I'm telling you.
That is why I keep saying hockey. There are so many.
It was
many
all I
other...
could do to stay awake. recently I saw this article on the news. This dude was asleep in the stands of a baseball game. And he just, you know.
I saw that.
He's like trying to sue the city.
Yeah,
the
he
Yankees.
Sued the Yankees for putting him on TV like that.
They caught him sleeping. He was like. He was out.
Was it a Yankees-Mets game?
Well, it couldn't have been a Yankees-Mets game.
It doesn't matter. It was this baseball thing.
It's a baseball thing.
And I can totally understand the guy. I can totally
relate
to this guy.
You can empathize
with him.
You know, I'm like, dude, I can't take this. Guys, let's go.
Well, let me ask you this.
You left.
I made it through 4 innings, bro.
You're kidding
four
me.
4 innings. That's all I can handle.
You tortured your family and you guys left?
Yes, I felt bad that I tortured my family. That I made them stay there that long.
You Did they left?
Have they were totally cool with it. Just like, let's go. So we got up and
wow.
we left. They left.
A 9-inning game and they leave.
I can only stay in 4 innings.
4 innings. See, baseball is America's pastime.
No. Your pastime.
It's America's pastime. 162 games a season. 162 games.
I don't understand
He can do 4 innings, let alone
162
games.
Unbelievable. Well, you have to communicate. If I could have been a fly there just to see, did you guys talk?
Dude,
did
it's
you?
So boring, dude. They actually have to have these intermission things to excite the crowd in between the innings because there's nothing going on.
You have to understand the game.
No, they're like doing these little vent things, like kids running around the bases and
Elijah.
This
we will
stuffed
talk about
animal
this
looking
tonight.
Dude
we will.
Running around. It was. I'm sorry.
So will you ever go again?
You tickets and it's like, hey, we're gonna have a guy time. Let's just.
If I want to go take a nap, yeah,
wow.
Probably.
We just want to apologize to Major League Baseball right now and the Wahoos. We enjoy baseball. Well, I'm sorry he did not have a...
On that note, I just want to say that there is other seasons approaching that when I do get some hockey tickets...
Actually, in a couple of weeks,
I will remind you
an actual real sport coming up.
I will remind you of this conversation, and I will invite you to hockey.
That is not going to happen. But I will tell you, I will tell you that I did go with him to see the Aints game one time. I ventured and I went. Mm-hmm.
And it was very exciting, actually.
Oh, no.
We had a heck of a time.
Have you seen Saints fans in New Orleans? We had to escape with our life. I mean,
that was the best experience of your life. Come on.
Listen. I've been to stadiums in New York. I was terrified in New Orleans. I'm so sorry with these. I mean, was it Saints fans? I don't know. But anyhow, Mm-hmm. We'll have to, I'll have to invite him
so
to another game.
So, John, I just
want
to let you know.
Yes, please tell me.
You know, I love you.
He went. Okay, very good.
I went to one of your games.
He went to a game. Jonathan, I'm sorry. We will work this out. We will get you to another game. I know that you wanted to stay longer. Did you get him a hot dog? Did you get him a drink or something? Did you get him, you know?
No, I wasn't paying $10 for a hot dog.
No Cracker Jacks, no. Jonathan, I'm sorry. We're going to get you a hot dog and a sandwich, and we'll have to try this out again. But on to being the secret of an overcomer. He overcame. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing, he says, because he said, go be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that in this dark world, that it's dark. And so if we're light, If you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness, right, but you're actually bringing light into that area. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision, mm-hmm, about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace, in your home. Just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?